Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
People who believe in a God, a creator, and who perhaps profess that belief through an association with an organized religion, or perhaps not, don't spend their time in litigation requiring non-believers to change their behavior. People who are believers don't believe in forcing their beliefs on others or in forcing their practices on others. In the last few decades, atheists have sought at various times to impose their beliefs and their behaviors on non-atheists. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld an opinion by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals that the, quote, Supreme Court has long recognized the unbroken history of official acknowledgement by all three branches of government of the role of religion in American life from at least 1789, end of quote. As an example, they determined that those handling the currency are no way being forced to acknowledge the motto, In God We Trust, is true. In short, atheists are not being coerced to support or participate in any religion or its exercise. Lawyer Michael Newdow filed legal challenges seeking to block recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance in classrooms and, so help me God, during presidential inaugural oaths. His argument was that the motto represented an unconstitutional establishment of religion. He contended that the inscription of In God We Trust on every coin and currency bill will have turned non-believers into political outsiders, and the phrase creates a religious establishment, an official state church like the one in England. No resident of the United States, citizen or not, is required to participate in any form of religious activity. They're not being forced to make a religious profession by using currency that professes the American belief that we trust in God. As a matter of fact, there is nothing on any coins or paper currency that anyone is forced to acknowledge or believe. Currency is a matter of exchange, nothing more. In fact, while In God We Trust first appeared on coins in 1864, it wasn't until 1955 that Congress passed legislation requiring the motto to appear on all currency. So what about the use of any religious or spiritual references in any walk of life? The words under God were used in Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. It's believed that the use of under God is what separates the United States from totalitarian regimes around the world. The Declaration of Independence references God four times to justify founding of the United States. Those references include the laws of nature, nature's God, creator, supreme judge of the world, and divine providence. The United States is a Judeo-Christian nation, which simply means the founding of our republic based on Judeo-Christian principles. Yet our Judeo-Christian nation is one that allows all religions to practice their faith in the United States. Republican President Dwight Eisenhower was the commander-in-chief when Congress passed legislation writing under God to the Pledge of Allegiance. When Eisenhower signed the legislation into law, he observed that millions of school children would from then on be reminded of our country's true meaning, reaffirming the transcendence of religious faith in America's heritage and future, and thereby strengthening those spiritual weapons which will forever be our country's most powerful resource in peace or in war. Finally, Eisenhower's Democrat successor, President John F. Kennedy, ended his inaugural address with these words, quote, With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history, the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own, end of quote. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.